The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This is episode 150. Holy quack moly.
Tone it down. You gotta leave yourself someplace to go with the energy. Tone is your friend.
That's right. When we start here, we'll be screaming all episode.
We'll be screaming like ass. It's not sustainable.
Yeah, only Jerry Seinfeld could pull that off. George, I've got a review from Amazon right here. Kramer would do the segment every week. He'd burst in after the little break.
Well, you know, my friend Bob Sacramento.
Matt, I don't know about you, but this episode 150 has left me nervous all week.
Oh?
You know, I've had, I don't know if I've had a bad case of the hot stinks or a hot case of the bad stinks going on. Because this little number, this is a big deal.
I'm not nervous now. Maybe I'm nervous for what's to come, which is foreshadowing.
The future. The future. The next 150 episodes are really what you're worried about.
At least the next one is what I'm worried. Maybe the passage of time till we get there.
Right. Take it one thing at a time. Take it one stink at a time.
You don't know. You don't know how close you are. But yeah, since... Huh? You said since.
Since. Oh, I thought you were starting your own since, but no. It's my two cents.
No.
Since this is episode 150, I have a review here. I think this one's fine to start. I think you'll get, you know, you'll be like, wow, Brent, your theme for your reviews this week was so creative. That's what the audience is going to say when they figure it out. But it might, you know, it might not be that forward.
Your theme's on point, boy.
Amazon. From Amazon, we have a review for 150 Cartoon Classics on DVD.
Oh.
It's, on the cover, we have Popeye.
Okay.
Casper. Betty Boop.
Beep.
The Stooges 3.
Okay.
Mr. Pecked Wood. And Felix the cat.
I don't know what sound he makes.
I don't think,
like,
does he make any?
I'm Felix the cat.
It's something like, yeah, I'm pretty sure basic. That's
it. He struts around.
He's more about strutting than talking. But this is definitely one of those DVDs you'd see at Walmart in the bargain bin for $2.
That's an easy. Hey, thanks for that in my stocking, Dad. Seriously, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'll check them out. Classic cartoons, that's right up my alley. But don't take it from me. Take it from Jeffrey Bauman. He writes classic cartoons. They're right. I really enjoyed these cartoons. Some of my favorites are the one about the time the French escargots. And I have a question about the Pied Piper. Where did it come from, if anybody knows? I love Popeye and Betty Boop. Is there more of the Pied Piper cartoons? I wish they had more Casper cartoons by themselves. The Lost Dream is a lot like Somewhere in Dreamland. Do they have any more Pied Piper and Bouncing Ball cartoons and Melody cartoons? 4 stars.
Oh, when was this review written?
This was written on September 12th, 2011.
Okay.
Right after, he was celebrating George Bush's birthday.
The reason I ask is because as I've, you know, become more versed with Amazon and its history, there used to be comments that you could leave on reviews, and you could have, like, there were discussion boards on products themselves.
So you're thinking these questions were not so intensely
rhetorical. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I can't say for sure. That's what the internet has left us with. Just this man shouting into the void. Is there more Casper? Can I get some more Casper?
The desperation, the like triple mention of the Pied Piper.
Seriously, though, if I'm going to be real right now, is there any more Pied Piper I will kill and or maim for it?
He wants like a Pied Piper Adventure of the Week show.
Don't mess with me on this because I identify with that Piper.
That's one guy you don't want to identify with.
You don't want to be pied.
You don't want to be pied piping for anybody unless they are adults. But I guess abducting adults isn't that good either.
Maybe I'm spoiling it here because I still need to do it for a segment. But at the wedding of Eric, fan and friend and patron of comedy, and his now wife, Jen, they had one of their friends literally act as a Pied Piper to let everyone know it was time to go in to eat. He had full Piper regalia and a flute.
Matt, you were abducted, and you sound very comfortable with it.
I'm not going to spoil too much, but yeah, I had a good time being just one of the many rats following that Piper. Was it snakes? He had snakes. Maybe pee pipes for whatever's in season.
So what I'm really shocked about here is he saw the Pied Piper story. And he thought, oh, there's more adventures going on with this guy.
This guy's into some stuff, yeah.
That sort of one-shot story where all the threads are tied at the end, he thought, well, what's Pied Piper doing tomorrow?
What's that man doing this weekend?
That guy seems kind of crazy. I bet he gets up to some crazy stuff on the weekends.
Sometimes he's at work, sometimes he's not. Sometimes he's doing stuff just for him.
How much does he have to practice the Pied Pipe?
Is the pipe pied or is he pied?
Is it pronounced Pied? I have so many questions.
So you're not so different from the reviewer. So many questions. Yeah.
I guess his questions have now become mine. He's locked me in. That's the power of a review. Do you have one?
I do. Actually, I got a little coin purse full of reviews here. This takes us back almost to episode 8, I want to say? The Lubricated Man.
Oh, yeah, I remember. That name sticks with me. I must like that episode.
Because I had this review of these CMR Chamarripa height-increasing basketball shoe, black high-top sports shoes that make you taller, 9.5 centimeters / 3.74 inches. This was brought back into my memory because, like, I saw some article or something or a TikTok, I don't know, about Robert Downey Jr. wearing them. That's unverified. But I was like, oh, yeah, because way back then I had two reviews that I loved for this product and I only used one. And I burned the other one and I thought, no, I remember really liking them. But before we get to the one I really like, we can revisit that first one, which was... It's on Chamarripa's website, left by Xander H. Interesting thing, though, there's a Xander H. It's the exact same review left in May of 2020 and then again in December 2022. I don't know what's going on there, if they're recycling reviews over at the Chamarripa headquarters. But here's Xander's review. He titles it Fantastic Sports Shoes So Far and writes, still wearing them. The only problem was I spilled some lubricant on my height-increasing basketball shoes, and they stained. I was rubbing the lubricant on to get it moist, but some spilled off while rubbing it in and landed with a stain on my left shoe. After I had recovered, I noticed the stain and tried to wash it out, but alas, no success, but simply fantastic otherwise, 3 stars.
Now, did we... In podcast years, that many episodes is a long time
ago. It's a long time ago.
Right. So I don't remember how exactly you riffed on that, but I'm guessing either we made fun of him for staining his shoes like a nerd, or we thought about how awesome it would be to have like lubricated shoes, friction-free shoes.
I don't think we thought the lubricant was going on the shoes.
Oh, you're like, what's going on with that lube, dude?
That's where the stain came
from. Yes.
Because he says, after I had recovered, I noticed the stain. Anyway.
That's right. We were thinking about the logistics of masturbating with shoes on.
Like, dang, I look so tall and hot right now. So I was able to find the one that I snipped and cut back then. This is the unfeatured Chamarripa shoe review from Deacon. The review is titled, Impress Girls by Your Extra Height. Deacon writes, I'm a 162 centimeter tall guy and was, of course, not satisfied with my height. I'm the kind of person you would say, yeah, he looks good. But because of my height, I found it very hard to get me a girlfriend. Every time I get turned down by a girl, the first thing that comes through my mind is, it's because you are too short for her. Since I started using Chamarripa shoes, I feel more confident. I feel relaxed and don't get turned off again like I am nothing. Even if a girl says no, I don't have the kind of self-blame anymore. Most importantly, I notice I begin to walk straighter than I used to do. I would recommend Chamarripa shoe to anyone because it really meets up to expectations. 5 stars.
All these things that are going positive in this guy's life after he puts those shoes on. I have a feeling it's all mental, my guy.
It was all in your head the whole time.
All in his head. He's more confident. He walks straighter. What, do you fucking zigzag around without these shoes on, bro? Oh,
yeah. yeah. Thank you for that. That makes it a bit more wholesome. Even if it's slightly, I don't know, it's more real. There's a little wrinkle of sadness to it, but hey, yeah, don't care what people think about you so much.
Yeah, that is very sad. I'm sure it's tough because there's been a lot of ladies that were nice to him in his whole life.
He didn't even notice.
Yeah, he didn't take it seriously because he thought, hey,
I'm too short.
I'm short.
I'm just a little guy. I'm here to tell you. Doesn't matter. As long as you get along with them.
It's about that. It's not about the big dick. It's about the big dick energy. That's my right. Short kings.
Say, hey, that girl makes me feel 5'10".
I've seen short kings walking around out there like they've got a double corn dog down there in their pants and that's all you got to do.
Well, maybe we can give that advice to this last one because I found a doozy when I was unearthing these two guys. This is Brian H's review. He writes, excellent baseball sneakers, and writes, born in a tall family with 5 foot height. I wanted to play baseball, but I could not increase my height after high school due to lack of proper nutrition and academic stress. My elder brother is 6 foot, and I look like a grounded man in front of his tall physical appearance. I was desperate to grow taller and came across online Chamarripa store and purchased some good elevator shoes. However, this is my most preferred pair of height-increasing baseball shoes. I love the black and white style of this baseball pair of shoes. 5 stars.
This guy, you know, it's one thing to go out in the world and get socialized into thinking being short is bad. But when it's from your own family.
Yeah. That's that's a different level of like.
The malnutrition and academic stress? How stressed are you, my guy?
Let that be a lesson to all of us, I guess. Don't be stressed in your growing years.
You try too hard in school, you'll just be short. You have to buy stupid shoes. He needs some milk.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe it's just that, like, well, no, I'm definitely vain. Let's not joke. I've got some vanity to me, but maybe I'm just the cute one. Maybe that's what it is. But I've got 2 brothers, and I've never thought, ooh, I want to look like him or him. Like sibling, I guess with sisters, that could be a thing. Sibling rivalry.
Maybe. I think.
All the boys talk to Marsha, that old.
Right. I think it is a thing with sisters where, like, there will be a quote, pretty one, a smart one. But I don't think that's the sister's fault. I think that's.
No.
people projecting that onto them, and then all, you know, before you know it, you're saying it.
Yeah.
But yeah, as a boy with just a sister, I don't know. I do not covet her possessions, whether they be physical attributes or otherwise.
That's good. Very good of you.
Yeah, I hope that's normal. You know, I like my sister. I think she has good attributes. I don't particularly want to harvest any of them for myself.
Your eyes shall be mine.
After I take your eyes, I will take your ability to be patient with children. And then I will be the ultimate sibling. You will have nothing left.
That's a good thing to take.
Yeah, that's a nice attribute.
Desirable trait.
Right. Yeah, she has that, and yet, you know, I have no jealous desire to put on some shoes and take that from her. But I guess that's life, you know. We all got our own battles to fight, our own shoes to wear.
Mm-hmm.
If I walked the mile in his tall shoes, you know, I bet my feet would hurt and I wouldn't want to wear them anymore. Do you want to... Yeah, let's do this pair of reviews we got here. I was thinking about saving them for a finale, but I think they're just fine right here. If you've listened to the show before, I'm sure some Pokemon talk...
Yeah.
Has trickled its way in a big part of our childhood, anyone's childhood of our generation. Okay. Even if you didn't play the Pocket Monsters, there was boys and girls on the playground throwing their Pocket Monsters around, you know.
Hey, put that monster back in your pocket. Get it out of here.
So what I have here is two reviews from IMDb of Pokemon, the first movie, Mewtwo Strikes Back. Of course, in this era of Pokemon, there is only 150 Pokemon, 151 if you were one of the actually kids, but
yep.
All the same. If you're going to catch them all, you got to get 150. That's why I brought this freaking review. And I have some dueling opinions that were both posted in October of 1999.
Whoa.
So we are going back to the past. To feel what people are talking about with this Pokemon movie as soon as it came out. Here we got one from Trumpy. This is actually the first review on IMDb for this movie. I know. I've been ridiculed many times for being a 20-year-old wanting to see this infantile movie. I've heard parents speak among themselves in horror of this terrible demonic Pokemon thingy. However, I am terribly curious. By chance, I had to get up at 6 in the morning and caught the show. I was hooked. This Japanese show was everything American's cartoons wasn't. An actual sense of weird and wacky humor. Turn on Saturday morning cartoons and you'll get the usual uninspired thing. Pokemon is truly funny and weird and doesn't take itself very seriously at all. The only cartoons I'd consider watching at all are this and the Warner Brothers Batman series.
Ooh.
Pokemon brings me back to the days of good cartoons like DuckTales. It is goofy and stupid, but not in a bad way like Power Rangers. If you want your kid to see some hilarious lowbrow humor, take them to this movie. Anything would be better than professional wrestling. When this movie arrives in theaters, you can count me in along the screaming little grade schoolers. P.S. James of Team Rocket is, quote, the man.
Okay, so this man's in his 40s now,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, this man is in his 40s now.
I'd hang out with him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily 100% agree with his opinion on cartoons.
Right, there's some weird stuff for sure.
Sure.
At the time.
The reason I brought this, I couldn't help but see myself. If I was born 20 years in the past, 20 years prior to when I was, being this guy, being like, hey, you know, cartoons aren't all bad. Pokemon and Batman are really cool. That could have been me.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been me. But instead, I was one of the screaming elementary schoolers. And it seems like this is a review of the show, that he had not yet seen the movie.
That's what it sounded like, yeah. The anime in general.
Mm-hmm. And he commented how wacky and funny this movie is going to be. Spoiler alert, characters die in this movie.
It's pretty emotional.
It's pretty emotional moments. I think I talked about recently how much crying I did in the movie theater as a young man. But let's get on to the opposite opinion here. Film Critic 3. That's right. This is the third film critic ever, so pay your respects. Writes, an absolute torture fest. They write, parents, when you take your kids to see the film, be warned. They may enjoy it. But for you, it might be a real torture fest. I saw an advanced screening of the film, and it was pure torture. It starts off with a cartoon short called Pikachu's Vacation, yes. Although I wouldn't call it short because it ran 22 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Then the movie came on, which was actually ran about 76 minutes. Involves a Pokemon named Mewtwo, which wants to take over the world with his biologically engineered super Pokemon. Parents, be prepared to answer your kids about what DNA is, because the term is heavily used throughout the film.
Okay.
Parts of the film seemed like a science documentary. The ending is very corny, and the whole film itself is not worth it at all. 0 of 2 found this helpful.
Grab your lunch and go home, Karen. We don't care what you got to say.
Yeah, yeah. I think I saw when you said that, I saw little Matt in his little overalls with his little Squirtle, his little Charmander plushie.
Come on, we don't care what you think about our movie.
Yeah, I loved it.
That's fucking good.
God. If you know it's a kid's movie, then why are you upset that it's not, that you didn't like it?
Right, right. If it's not for you, then why are you mad? Why are you telling other parents, hey, this fun thing you're going to do for your kid will be suffering. How about you go in with a good attitude?
Yeah,
maybe it
won't
be so bad.
Your kids might like it. Excuse me, that's why I'm taking them. Yeah.
What really gets me is, you might have to answer questions about DNA. Ugh.
I would hate for my child to be informed.
Right. It's like, well, you know, if your kid has questions about science and how the world works, like, aren't those pretty good questions for your kids to be asking?
Yeah.
They're asking,
yeah.
Like, oh, mama doo-doo stink all the time, mommy.
How come the train down by the tracks doesn't talk like Thomas? I'm going to hang out on the tracks until one of them talks to me. Yes.
Yeah, your kid asks, hey, what's the difference between DNA and RNA? It's like, ooh. Oh, no, let's Google that, Johnny.
Oh, my. I'm going to get you in the special school.
And plus, like, if they're in school, I don't know. What's the target audience for Pokemon purely? Like, third, fourth grade?
Probably, yeah.
I think DNA is definitely mentioned in, like, a second or third grade textbook. Please.
I mean, this is the 90s. We have likely seen Jurassic Park.
And yeah,
we've
that's
gotten
true.
Another cartoon to explain to us what DNA is.
We have
Dino
a segment.
DNA.
Do not take your kid to that Jurassic Park movie. They will be asking questions about the Little Molecular Man cartoon the whole time. And I do not know thing one about mosquitoes, ambers, or naked lawyers. So don't take your kids to this movie. Yeah, Pikachu's Vacation. Take me there, dude. Oof. Fucking Snorlax. Strongest Pokemon ever. I have it on good authority.
Charizard getting his head stuck. That was like, oh, no. Bad news.
Man, you thought Charizard was going to die in that jungle gym.
You didn't know.
For child Pokemon. I'd like to show this lady all the Pokemon and ask her what she thought of their designs.
Demon.
Yeah, show her Raichu. Demon. Electric demon. Fire demon. But do you remember that, man? Do you remember living in those days where Pokemon was like, it was cool for parents to hate Pokemon?
I don't really remember that side of it, but I did recently see like a video of some daytime talk show where, yeah, some, oh, yep, they're all actually based on Chinese demons. Are you sure?
I mean, my parents were very supportive of my childhood addiction. You know, my dad even watched the cartoons with me. He liked Brock. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
but I do remember, like, talks on the playground of, like, oh, and it's banned in, like, 30 countries because it's polluting children's minds. But, you know, any kid will want to make what they're doing, their little dorky hobby, seem really badass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing a little game that was banned in, like, 37 countries here. Yeah, my Zubat just leveled up to level 18. I'm being pretty badass. You can't do that in India, you know. let's take a break. I got some. I got 150 Pokemon to catch.
I got an escape rope.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to Me, You, and Meme Reviews Revisited.
Oh, really now? You have the audacity, sir.
Comma, sugar-free gummy bears.
Okay.
Because I know what you're clicking on our site. I see what you're clicking. I know you're all out there clicking sugar-free gummy bears, sugar-free gummy bears, sugar-free gummy bears. I know it's what you want, what you need.
They did this to us.
They did this to us. Also, I mean, there's like one more product that I have in mind for a new Miu and Meme Review product, but I was looking around like, some of these I could round back on and do a follow-up. Sure. And the sickos out there just love
searching sugar-free gummy bear bears and poop.
Yeah.
Don't ya?
Yeah. So, Me, You, and Me Reviews is the segment where we look at those products that gained cult status here on the internet, and someone wrote a funny review, and then hundreds of people wrote funny reviews, and then Ellen DeGeneres talked about it, and then looked straight into someone's soul with her piercing blue eyes, and, like, they burned out from the inside. And then years later, we're still talking about it.
The souls of a thousand assistants swimming in her irises.
So, as I mentioned, this is Me, You, and Meme Reviews Revisited. We have already done the, quote, Haribo sugar-free gummy bears, which I thought I kind of effectively debunked that it wasn't Haribo. I guess the jury's still kind of out on that. But in any case, you can go back to episodes 90 and 91 to hear this segment in its inaugural form.
Or it's crazy to think that's part of the classic era now.
Yeah, that is a little startling. That seems like very recently, but nope, not recently. Or, of course, you can go to the blog and read the blog stuff there. What we generally do is talk about the history of the product and read some of its first reviews. I went back because shortly after recording episode 91, I received a response from Haribo Customer Care to this question that I posed. Does Haribo offer sugar-free gummy bears? And they said, we do not offer sugar-free products. And there's an interview with the COO of Haribo. And he said, we don't offer sugar-free products. The only sugar-free gummy bears that I can find are Albany's gummy bears, sugar-free.
Right.
Which I bought before.
Mm-hmm. And those are quite prolific, I feel like.
Have again. They are prolific. They're a well-known brand, just like Haribo.
Mm-hmm.
I've even gone so far as to go to, I found that the infamous Haribo review, "See You in Hell, Haribo Sugar Free Gummy Bears," which has 23,658 helpfuls on it.
Mm-hmm.
Use that to get to the original product page. I'm back in on the product page. It goes as far back as 2007, and I have gone through month, year, year, and I can see at no point is there ever a sugar-free variety offered on this product page. However, for some reason, in 2014, Emily Heseltine titles her review, "Could be used to torture information from terrorists," and then goes on to describe a diarrhea-like situation. I would read it, but it is quite long.
A quite long adventure that is diarrhea adjacent.
Yeah. Small amounts of air slip past my cheeks with a liquid-like feel. that's all you need to know.
Sure.
But I'll read some little. I'm actually going to read reviews of the Albany's sugar-free gummy bears here. Cindy Shackles Almanza titles her review "Devil Candy." Writes, "This candy is a trap. The taste so good, but can cause havoc. Don't eat these unless you're not going anywhere for a couple of days. Or do eat them if you're looking for a thorough colon cleanse, even if you only eat the 9-piece serving. 5 stars. I don't know why she's giving it 5 stars.
She loves to shit.
Yeah. Sea Town Dog Pound titles their review, "Yikes. Right, I felt like Harry in Dumb and Dumber in the toilet scene after eating a bag of these. Holy cow, get ready for the time of your life. Not sure the battle in the bathroom is worth this sugar-free gummy snack. 2 stars.
And these are on the Albany's page?
Albany's, yeah. If you go to Haribo's website and look at their products, there's nothing sugar-free listed there.
Right, nothing.
Albany's, for sure. I have it in my hand. Its ingredients contains maltitol, the sugar alcohol that makes your tummy go boom, boom. It says, consumption may cause stomach discomfort and or a laxative effect. Individual tolerance will vary.
So what I can tell from these sugar-free, because spoiler alert, last time, if I remember correctly, there was not much greasing.
There was not much greasing. There was a little bit of like bubble, bubble, toot toot.
Sure.
A little bit of that. A little bit of that. I'm gonna watch TV on my side right now.
But nothing explosive.
But yeah, no, like beads of sweat on my forehead. and rushing to drop the trowel.
So I wonder if this is just like, you know how everyone has a very different tolerance to electrical current and how much you feel it.
Sure.
And, you know, when you think of different people having different tolerances to hot and cold.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you were just born with a maltitol tolerance. You sort of D&D character creation-esque, you roll Ooh. That die, that 20-sided, and whatever comes up on the maltitol.
Got that tall maltitol tolerance.
Right. That dude who wrote the original review, you know, he rolled a 1 on the old maltitol tolerance. You, it sounds like, you know, you probably rolled a modest 14 at least.
Yeah.
You're safe.
I would have to go back to the blog to actually figure out what I did. I remember I started with 3 and then I waited 12 hours and then I had 6 and I waited 12 hours and then I had 12 and I waited 12 hours. I'm like, there's not much, but I can't double it up again. So I'm just going to eat the rest. And I think that was like 15.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, there was nothing. I honestly don't know if I can eat this entire thing just because that's a lot of gummy bears and that's not a part of my regular diet.
Did you get one of those like family pack size ones?
It seems all they sell is this 3.5 ounce, 99 gram package.
3.5 ounces of gummy bears. You would definitely get the shits, but that's just because you ate 3.5 ounces of candy.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You're putting all that gelatin in you, lubing things up. I don't know.
Yeah, you got to find some, like, reasonable snacking size. You got to see what like the movie theater candy box serving is or something.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do it again. See what happens.
All right.
But I found lots of other reviews, but here's one that I found on Walmart.com for the Albanies. Kiana writes, I don't like gummies bears. It's for kids. 1 star. Which is just like the Pokemon movie. If it's not for you, then why are you judging it?
And I'm willing to bet. What candy she's having that's so fucking highbrow,
dude?
Come
on, Kiana.
Is Kit Kats for adults? I don't fucking think so.
Okay, here's a good review that I'll leave us with. And everyone, be sure to come back next week to hear about what happens to me.
The dumps.
This person didn't even leave their name. They thought that I have done something so heinous. But they did leave a review, and they title it, "This candy is not for children." Right? Okay, taste-wise, they are good. I am an adult and had a handful. My stomach seemed slightly upset after. However, I purchased a bag for my daughter as well. Huge mistake. She ate the whole bag. She is 5 and her stomach got hard, and she puked and had diarrhea. I did not see the disclaimer on the back. Mom fail for sure. Don't give this to your kids unless you like dealing with tons of bodily fluids. 2 stars.
I think that's one of the review party's favorite verbiages. We had that one guy who said that his face got bad. Her stomach got hard. And her face got bad.
Just like, I don't know what sort of style that is, but I do like that.
Well, yeah, it's very like, it's very noun verb predicate. Like it's very, there's a certain rhythm to that sort of statement.
It's meaty, it's grunty, it's. Yeah.
There's something and it got something. There's something that ain't supposed to be something, but it got something. Yeah, the way he describes it, he sort of put his daughter through a like, gamma ray superhero-esque terrifying like event.
Yeah,
her genetics are forever changed.
Okay, I lied. This will be the last one. Lauren Swims titles her review "Yucky" and writes, "Yucky! I don't like these. They taste more like a scent than a flavor." I mean, I ate them all because I'm a piglet, but I didn't enjoy it. 1 star.
That's how I would describe LaCroix, but not because I actually know what that means, just being ironic, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But hey, at least she didn't have the dumpsies.
Yeah, well, I hope you don't get the dumpsies either, honestly.
Same.
Thank you for throwing your stomach to the Albanese wolves.
The internet, they want it. I can hear them.
So, is our hypothesis on this that the Haribo's gummy bear diarrhea incident was definitely probably Albanese and mislabeled?
It has to be. I don't know what else. Okay, I didn't go entry by entry in the Wayback Machine, in the Internet Archive, to see if there ever was on one specific date offered a 5-pound bag of sugar-free. But in every date that I checked, the only 5-pound bag was the original 5-pound bag. The ingredients listed sugar and... Under those reviews, that first one that I found from 2014, the famous "See You in Hell, Haribo" is from 2015. They clearly state the product that was purchased. This person, flavor name, Gold Bears. The other one, 5-pound bag. Nothing indicating that it was sugar-free. Even I went in the way back to that "See You in Hell," and that was at a time where people could comment on the reviews, and people were like, "That's a funny review, but you should put it on the right product."
All right.
So,
man, we gotta let the world know sometime. One blog post click at a time.
Trying to let them know.
Well, I have a quick review to hose ourselves off from that one.
Thank you.
From Amazon, garden hose, 50 feet. Kubose, heavy duty water hose, 5/8, lightweight, flexible hose with work, 150 PSI resistant.
There it is.
10 functioning spray nozzle, 3/4 solid fittings, no kink hose for outdoors yard. We have a review from Buck. Buck writes, no kink, supple hose. He writes, this is a conventional hose. It doesn't expand, contract, have armored casing, or come on a reel. It does unroll easily and lay smoothly with the, quote, memory of being coiled, or without the, quote, memory of being coiled, which can be so frustrating when actually getting a hose out to use. It is a very flexible and easy to roll back up, but its main virtue, it does not kink. I tied a knot in it for this photo just to make that point. If it continues to behave like it does out of the box, this is a very good hose. And if you are looking for an urban camouflage color to blend in with the swimming pool, this is the only hose for you. 5 stars.
Urban camouflage. Is it a light blue hose?
It's a light blue hose with a yellow stripe.
Okay. Hey, cool. This man is obsessed with hoses.
This man knows. The hose knows, brother. The hose knows. And just to describe that picture he mentioned, it did not kink when he knotted it and more tied like a pretzel.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You can't even manipulate it that way. It says, no, I don't bend like that. I'm a honest vessel for this water to channel through.
Do I look like Beckham? Because I do not bend like that. Yeah, this dude is into his hoses. He described its unkinkability as a virtue.
That's a powerful statement.
That's a big word. Not big in the sense of literally, but it's a big word.
Yeah.
Virtue.
Would you even describe your significant other with saying they had virtues? They were virtuous?
It would feel a little bombastic if I were to say that to somebody.
Pompous, a little haughty.
Yeah, I think very highly of her, but is she virtuous? Is she if you really put me in the corner and with a knife, I would say, yeah, I think she's virtuous, but
there's a difference between being virtuous and having a virtue. But even so, I wouldn't say, yeah. One of her virtues is patience with children. That is a patience.
There it is.
Patience is a virtue. We know that.
That's true, but you wouldn't say it. It just sounds weird.
Just, I'm not going to apply that like a sticker on anyone's forehead.
The main virtue of this hose is you can wear it like an armor against thine enemies. The main virtue is the innocent blood caked upon it. The virgin blood flowing through its hoses. Do you have a review?
I do. I have a Yelp review for Parlor Vegan Bakery in Boca Raton, Florida.
Boca Raton. Boca Raton sounds more familiar than the actual review does.
I'm sure the review will sound familiar. I'm just going to read it, which, I mean, you're... There's so much to love here. It's the kind of food you bite into, close your eyes, shake your head, smile, and grunt like a taped-up hostage in a bank robbery. My all-time favorite menu item is cookies and cream pie. It has a thick, fudge-like consistency that's hard and crunchy in some parts and soft in others. It's usually in short supply because it's made at the plantation store, and sometimes they, quote, fall off the truck on the way over here. I'm kidding, but they probably would if I worked here. Dios mío, debes probar las empanadas. There's the cauliflower and the quinoa, the black bean corn and quinoa, and my personal favorite, the spinach garbanzo, filled with a creamy spinach paste and with whole garbanzo beans, chickpeas, scattered throughout. I speak fluent empanada now, and apparently so do you. And the mishmash cookie literally falls apart in your hands, because you can't have a 5-star Yelp review without incorrectly using the word literally at least once. OMG, I dropped that shit and almost cried. Felt like I dropped a diamond down a kitchen faucet. Then I picked it up and ate it anyway. 5 stars.
That review is very Yelp Elite meets Peterman Catalog.
Ah, it's funny you should say that, because it is in fact from a Yelp Elite. 2018, 17, 16. Apropos of the day, it's May 4th as we're recording, and this Yelper's little byline is, may the fork be with you.
I think I know who it might be.
Because it's none other than Craig, Darth Krager S.
What's up, bro? I guess it wouldn't be episode 150 without him, without the old Craigie.
Yeah. Yeah, I read that. I'm like, that's just a good Craig review.
Right. That's why I thought of it as Peterman Lee, I think. I was like,
Craig knows how to write,
that you just bring a review that's good and on its own, and that's it.
He is very Peterman-y. That's a good point. Like, it's whimsical. There's lists, and then there's just like a subtle little joke.
Right. Like, if Peterman grew up in the Bronx, actually, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, Craig's got a bit more edge than Jay Peterman.
Yeah, yeah. A cool, modern, youthful edge. And also for writing about Oreo cake and garbanzo beans instead of Vess.
Yeah, yeah. Empanadas.
I could go for an empanada right about now.
I could too.
Nice, nice apple pie.
Whoa.
Should we call her there? Is that the episode 150?
Let's shut the door on it.
Let's get out of here. Yeah, a nice Craig bow on everything feels really good. Hey, thanks for listening to episode 150. That was fun.
It was.
Yeah. Let's see. I say it was fun, and then I pause so Matt can say it too. So if you disagreed with me, audience member, well, we got new episodes every Tuesday, Reviews Day. That's right. Hashtag Tuesday, Reviews Day. If you'd like to send in an absurd review for us to make some ha-has over, we'd love to have them. Send an email with a hyperlink or a screenshot to reviewparty.com@gmail.com and include your name so we can throw you credit.
If you want to reach out to us in a different fashion, you can find us at reviewparty.com on Instagram and TikTok and at reviewpartypod on Twitter. When I say that there is content there for you to enjoy, I'm not just saying that because I like the sound of my own voice, okay? Ask
that's
any
the rest of the podcast.
Yeah. I can't. I don't like how I sound. What are you doing? Of course you like how you sound. You just don't know how you sound.
Whoa.
Right? It was in your head the whole time. You didn't need to be taller. You didn't need to sound any different. It was in your head the whole time. I'm comfortable with the way I sound. My voice cracks? So be it. Go to reviewparty.com.com where you can read about all the MeU and meme reviews. You can see various pictures of me doing and wearing weird things or not wearing weird things in some cases. Yeah. There's also all the episodes, the other blog posts, the shop. Just spend some time. You don't spend enough time on the internet anymore. What's wrong?
What's been happened? Going on?
Come back. You can go on Neopets first. Just open us up in another tab. And
yeah. You'll have your little shoyu there. You'll eat a big old everything omelet. Or I think that's Neopets culture, right?
Yes.
I got my references lined up, I think.
You got it.
And on the third tab, you open it to Spotify. You put in Nosebleeds in there. And you click on their song Bread for Breakfast. And you go, whoa, that's the Review Party theme song. And I would say, yep, you're right. It's pretty good, right? So are the rest of the songs on there. Keep clicking, you little freak. I review to finish this out.
Let me hear it.
This review is also from IMDb. It is for 150th episode of The Simpsons, which is titled Secrets of a Successful Marriage. The reviewer, Cinema Movie Cars, writes, this episode have so many jokes that you can laugh at any point from start to finish is funny. The fact Homer is a teacher and think he is smart than anybody make the episode even more funny. 10 out of 10.
I have the same rating to that review. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. That gives you everything you need. This episode's got jokes the whole time, bro.
I'll laugh at that review the whole time.